Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
You may have begun seeing signs up on restaurants this time of year saying, Hiyashichuka has started. Have you ever wondered why Hiyashichuka starts and what it means? Although it includes the kanji chuka, which means Chinese cuisine, Hiyashichuka means a dish with Chinese noodles chilled in cold water, and it originated in Japan. It's said that the arrangement of noodles piled high with toppings like cucumber, ham, and tomato in a radial pattern was inspired by Mount Fuji. The dish is seasoned with a refreshing soy sauce-based or sesame-based sauce, making it a perfect summer meal. There are various theories as to the origin of the phrase Hiyashichuka hajimemashita, or Hiyashichuka has begun, but it is commonly believed to basically express the idea, since it's getting hotter, we have started serving the summer-only Hiyashichuka. Please come and enjoy it. In the hot and humid summer, when your appetite tends to decrease, this cool noodle salad of sorts is a highly recommended seasonal menu that helps prevent summer fatigue.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. In Japan, to ensure that everyone can receive medical care at a low cost and with peace of mind when they are sick or injured, it's mandatory for all residents to join a public health insurance system. People who are allowed to stay in Japan for more than 3 months and are not covered by their company's health insurance must join the National Health Insurance. This requires procedures at the ward office of the district where you live. Those enrolled in the Fukuoka City National Health Insurance must pay insurance premiums. These premiums are an important source of funding used for medical expenses. The insurance premiums for the period from April 2024 to March 2025 were determined in June based on the previous year's income and other factors. For those enrolled in the National Health Insurance, payment notices were sent in mid-June in a blue envelope. Please check the amount of the insurance premium listed in the documents inside the envelope and pay the premium within the payment deadline. Failure to pay the insurance premium may result in an investigation of your assets and the seizure of your savings or salary, so please be aware. If you have any questions, you can receive consultations over the phone in 18 different languages. The phone number is 092-753-6113. Again, that number is 092-753-6113. That phone number is for an interpretation center, so after speaking to a representative, you'll be connected to your local ward office. Make sure you tell them which ward you live in and that you want help with the National Health Insurance. Now I have information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation. Together with the NPO, Tomuni Ikiru Machi Fukuoka Association, and the Fukuoka YWCA, the foundation will be co-hosting the Education and Career Consultation Fair 2024 for children with foreign heritage. At this fair, education consultations will be provided for children from preschool to high school who have roots in foreign countries. Additionally, consultations on residency status with the Immigration Bureau and administrative scriveners will be available. These consultations are free of charge and available in Japanese, English, Vietnamese, and Chinese. The event will take place on Saturday, July 13th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Fukuoka City International Hall in Tenyamachi, Hakata Ward. For inquiries, please contact the Fukuoka City International Foundation. You can reach them via phone or the inquiry form on their website. The phone number is 092-262-1744. Again, that number is 092-262-1744. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.